Welcome to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and a little lagniappe for you too. With this being the end of 2020, let's all stand and pause and celebrate our official 2020 song.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair.
So unhappy, she started to pack.
But I figured I could get us back on the right track.
So I give her a weekly allowance, but you fellas know how that is.
So she spent it before I had a chance to borrow it back.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for
and today's story, let's have more fun in 21. Hey, let's face it, this pandemic year called 2020 has been a big bummer. If you take a look in the rearview mirror just 1 year ago, which seems like forever, no one would have predicted the changes which we would find just 1 year later. And from a mental health perspective, the events of 2020 have certainly made life more unpleasant. As expected, the perpetual optimists still thrived this year, as they always do. And the whiners? They had even more to whine about in 2020. So if you're a Grinch, 2020 was the best year ever for you. For the vast majority of the rest of us, the pandemic affected our daily living in one way or another. For those who live in states which seem to be in a perpetual state of lockdown, my apologies, it certainly makes a future trip to your favorite zoo take on a different feeling, doesn't it? For our collective mental health, it's time to send 20 down the proverbial toilet. So resolution number one, have more fun in 2021. Yes, losing those stubborn 10, now 15 pounds for me, would be nice. I think that dropping the level of our nation's collective intensity and taking on a little happier outlook could be what we all need in 2021. Despite the dark claims of some politicians and frequent naysayers, hey, pick your favorite news channel, you know what I'm talking about, raising the collective fear of citizenry just isn't good for our long-term mental health, is it? We are learning to adapt to whatever comes our way. The Grinch of 2020 is now leaving, though. Hooray! Some sports teams are learning that they, too, must work a little harder to have a little bit more fun in order to be successful, too. Let's talk about one. The Pittsburgh Steelers were having the most fun of any NFL football team beginning the fall of 2020. And despite the pandemic keeping those multitudes of terrible towel-waving fans out of football stadiums this year, Steeler Nation was thrilled with the team's perfect 11-0 start to 2020.
Bye, bye, bye!
None of the Steelers' six Super Bowl championship teams had ever started a season with an unbeaten streak like this. And then, in early December, it simply all fell apart. During the team's 11th straight win, Pittsburgh lost a key defensive starter, linebacker Bud Dupree, and proceeded to drop three straight games, losing to the improving Washington football team, aka WFT, and AFC East leader Buffalo wasn't necessarily all that bad. The team simply needed to wake up and shake off those losses. So the 11-2 now Steelers traveled to play the 2-10-1 hapless Cincinnati Bengals in a nationally televised Monday Night Football game. Pittsburgh's offense was averaging nearly 30 points a game in 2020, and the famed black and gold steel curtain defense was primed to smother the Bengals' reserve quarterback, Ryan Finley. Just the opposite happened after the game started, though. Cincinnati rolled Pittsburgh 27-17. It wasn't even as close as that final score might seem. Longtime Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger said, "High frustration after completing 20 passes in the game for a measly 170 yards. After a third straight loss, the Steelers' offensive funk continued as the Indianapolis Colts came to Steel City and grabbed a dominating 21-7 halftime advantage. In the Steelers' now very frustrated locker room at the half, All-Pro center Marquise Pouncey tore into his teammates and coaches, and he said that the Colts were actually calling out the Steelers' offensive plays before they even snapped the ball, They were that predictable. Steelers' offense had become so conservative that the other team's defense already knew what was coming before the ball was snapped. While Pouncey grabbed the team's attention, two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Big Ben had another thought. In effect, he said, "You know, why don't we just go out there and have a little fun in the second half?" So the quarterback started calling plays in the second half that the team didn't even practice in the week leading up to this game. After another woeful short passing first half by Roth, 11 completions for just 98 yards and no touchdowns, the rejuvenated Pittsburgh quarterback emerged in the second half to lead the Steelers to victory. Welcome back, Big Fun, Roethlisberger. In the second half, Ben pretty much drew up plays in the huddle and caught Indianapolis flat-footed. He completed 23 out of 29 passes in the last two quarters for 244 yards, and that included two downfield bombs for touchdowns and passes which reminded Steeler fans that their 38-year-old quarterback still had something left in his arm as he finishes up his 17th year in Pittsburgh. Steelers rallied to win that game 28-24. They moved to 12-3, they clinched the AFC North, and most importantly, they ended a very depressing losing streak in which the offense had failed to score 20 points in three consecutive games. Steeler Nation sighed a big relief as their black and gold renewed hopes for a possible seventh Super Bowl title soon. Sports should be fun, and the Pittsburgh Steelers finally recaptured some joy last weekend. And so did Alvin Kamara of the New Orleans Saints. Now, if your NFL fantasy football team included this running back on your weekly picks last week, his NFL record-tying 6-touchdown performance and 155 yards probably carried you to victory, too. Kamara flashed a very big grin to the television cameras after the Saints thumped the Minnesota Vikings in a nationally broadcast game on Christmas Day. His big game helped the Saints stay in contention for the number one overall seed in the NFC with just 1 week to go in this season. So Kamara and the Saints are having fun again too. Could we see a black and gold Super Bowl this year between Pittsburgh and New Orleans? We'll see. But then, meanwhile, there's Dwayne Haskins. The struggling former Ohio State first-round selection has been struggling at quarterback for the Washington football team. He decided to go have some off-the-field fun 2 weekends ago. After his team dropped a home game to Seattle 2 weeks ago, the Washington second-year quarterback decided to have his version of some post-game fun by visiting a Washington area strip club. Unfortunately, his picture was taken at the club, and he wasn't wearing a mask either. As the norm, the media published that picture and then had a field day with it.
Oh!
After apologizing for his bad judgment, Dwayne Haskins performed poorly on the field, though, once again this past Sunday in Washington's 20-13 home field loss to the lowly Carolina Panthers. With the NFC East Division title on the line for his team, Haskins was lifted from the game after going just 14 for 28 and 154 yards, but most importantly, two interceptions and a lost fumble, too. After the game, the quarterback, he decided he was going to skip the post-game press room interviews, and he bolted from the stadium. On Monday, the day after the game, the Washington football team cut their starting quarterback. And just like that, Dwayne Haskins is now out of a job. It's mostly for his miserable on-field statistics, the worst of any starting quarterback in the NFL this year. But Dwayne Haskins' personal immaturity finally caught up with him, too. In football, it's better to have fun leading your teammates to victories than by doing so off the field. Perhaps Dwayne Haskins will spend the offseason pondering a better way to have fun and succeed with his next employer, assuming he gets that chance, that is. So the moral of this story today, have more fun in 2021. Just make sure the fun you're having would make your mom and dad proud of you. Happy New Year, everyone, from SwampSwami.com.